Hey everyone, and welcome back to Daily Stoicism. I'm your host, Madison Lane, here to help you navigate this crazy thing called life with a little bit of wisdom, a whole lot of humor, and maybe even a sprinkle of caffeine. Today, we're diving into something that plagues almost all of us at some point. Holding on to grudges. Ever felt like your anger or resentment is just hanging around, weighing you down like an invisible backpack? You know that feeling when someone did something that ticked you off? And even weeks later, you are still replaying it in your head like a broken record. Yeah, I've been there. But here is the thing. Grudges aren't just bad for our emotional well-being, they're also incredibly damaging to our lives. They prevent us from moving forward, building healthy relationships, and experiencing true joy. So, let's talk about how we can break free from these mental shackles and start living lighter, freer lives. Firstly, remember that holding onto a grudge is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It hurts you far more than it hurts them. When you dwell on anger and resentment, you're essentially choosing to stay trapped in a painful experience instead of letting go and moving on. You're literally feeding the negativity with every thought you give it. Secondly, understand that forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened. It's about releasing yourself from the grip of anger and bitterness. Forgiveness is for you, not for the person who wronged you. Think of it as taking back your power. You choose to not be ruled by these negative emotions anymore. Thirdly, try practicing empathy. This doesn't mean excusing bad behavior, it means trying to understand the other person's perspective. Maybe they were hurting, struggling, or acting out of fear. Seeing things from their point of view can sometimes lessen your anger and resentment. It's not about making excuses for them, but about gaining a deeper understanding. Fourthly, communicate. If you're struggling to let go of a grudge, consider talking to the person who wronged you. This doesn't have to be confrontational, it could simply be an honest conversation about how their actions affected you. Sometimes, just expressing your feelings can help release some of the tension. And finally, remember that letting go is a process, not a one-time event. It takes time, effort, and sometimes even professional guidance. Be patient with yourself, practice self-compassion, and celebrate each small step forward. Let me tell you about a time when I really needed to apply this whole letting go thing. A friend of mine, let's call her Sarah, borrowed my favorite sweater without asking and then returned it with a giant coffee stain on the back. Now, I love Sarah, but that was a major faux pas for me. I felt betrayed, angry, and honestly a little hurt. For days, I replayed the scene in my head, fuming over her thoughtlessness. But then I realized how silly it was to let this one incident ruin our friendship. We were both busy. Maybe she didn't realize how important that sweater was to me. So I took a deep breath, decided to forgive Sarah, and talked to her about it calmly. It turned out she was actually really sorry, she'd just been stressed and hadn't thought through her actions. We ended up laughing about the whole thing, and our friendship came out stronger on the other side. Letting go of that grudge not only freed me from anger, but also allowed us to reconnect and build a deeper understanding. Remember, holding onto grudges is like carrying around extra baggage. It weighs you down and prevents you from truly enjoying your life. So today's challenge. Identify one grudge you're holding onto and commit to taking the first step towards letting it go. Maybe write down how you feel, practice empathy for the person who wronged you, or even just take a deep breath and release the anger. You got this. Join me tomorrow as we explore another powerful Stoic principle that can help you live a more fulfilling life. And don't forget to share your thoughts with us on social media. Let's build a community of wisdom and support together. Until then, stay strong, stay positive, and keep striving for that good life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.